Blog Talk Radio. Hey, this is your girl, Leshy Lush, man. Don't forget, man, if you're trying to jumpstart your morning and get it started and get it motivated, don't forget to check out Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Jumpstart your morning and get it rejuvenated with the one and only Emma E2K on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722 and jumpstart your day.
Somebody play on the guitar string, makes me think of my favorite song. Reminds me when I heard Aretha sing, that is Stephen and Chaka Khan. We can't go back to yesterday, but can we just put some songs away and fall back to love and
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. Here, the first Monday of the year. How exciting. What a privilege. What an honor, what a blessing to be able to be here with you guys, kicking off the new year on the first Monday of January. Feeling double blessed, feeling triple blessed, because it's the first Monday of the year. I'm double blessed already on Monday, and it is a third blessing because it's the first Monday of January. Woo! Is that. That's wonderful. Thank you to all those that that have rocked with me all of 2015 and are continuing now in 2016, being so supportive and still on deck. And, you know, you guys are the reason why I'm still here. I'm still on the air 5 years later. So thank you guys, you know, much salute to my royal family, King Salute and Queen Salute, to all those tuning in. I appreciate you, to my worldwide audience, because my audience is worldwide. You guys call from everywhere. You guys tune in from everywhere. And it's a beautiful thing, you know. Some people tune in from other languages. I don't even know how you guys understand what I'm saying, but you do, and you tune in, and I appreciate that, and I'm, you know, very blessed by that. Big shout out to all those that are on deck, that are tuning in through Facebook, through all the social medias that you guys tune in, however you're tuning in, whether it be through your iPad or your desktop or your laptop, your phones. Thank you. I appreciate you. Happy New Year to you. I don't know what your resolution is, your New Year's resolutions are, whether it be to start off in the gym or get a new job or, you know, find a new partner in your life. Whatever it is, you know, do it and stay consistent in whatever it is that you are deciding to change or start or finish, you know, whatever it is. I personally don't really do the resolution stuff. I just kind of try to emphasize more on whatever is more positive in my life, you know, and continue to go harder and even harder. I don't wait till, like, you know, January 1st to start something. So whenever I decide, like, this, if it's today, today is not the 1st, I want to start something today or end something today or change something today, then I'm going to do that. But I would do that in April. I would do it in December. I would do it in June, you know. Whenever it is that whenever it hits me that I should change or, you know, advance or do anything different or more positive or however in my life, I do it right then and there, that day. I don't necessarily wait till January 1st. Or even Monday. You know, it happened on a Wednesday, and those were my thoughts, and so that's what I did on Wednesday or Thursday or whenever it is that, you know, the thought arose. Shout out to all those that follow us and all those social networks. Make sure you follow us. Go to Google. We are Googleable, so Googleable. So type in Google Lush Radio Online. Make sure you type in MA2K. Type in E2K YLC, type in E2K Magazine. We're in full effect, man. Follow us and we'll follow you. We're in all the social networks, so it's easy to find us. If you're really looking, it's definitely easy to find us. We're not hiding. Shout out to all those that are inboxing me. Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone. I see you. Call in 347-826-7722. If you want to say good morning, if you want to shout out, whatever it is you want to shout out, whoever it is that you want to salute, feel free just to, you know, just to call in, man. Chime in, it's all good. And hello to January, man. Hello from the other side. Hello from the other side of the world. Hello to my entire universe. Hello, hello. We're here, man. We're here live. Live.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times.
Tell you I'm
sorry for everything that I've done, but when I
Monday morning, and I've been wanting to make a Monday morning video for a long time, and finally D-Rock, we're doing it. So real quick, this is just a rant, very simple, and something that I want you to pass on or watch every Monday morning, because the level of complaining is unacceptable. Look, what if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you died this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. Well, that's really what it takes. It takes understanding that if you're not pumped right now, if you're begrudging what you're about to do, if you're not looking forward to it, look, I respect practicality. You got to go through school because your parents want to. You got to pay your rent. You got student loans. I get it. But please recognize the world we're living in. We're living in a world where there's so much more opportunity. This internet thing created way more opportunity for all of us. Way more. I mean, look, you might not even be alive. Like, your mom and dad could have had sex, like, 3 minutes later, and you wouldn't even exist, and you're complaining. You could have ended up being a bus, a tree. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm going to make Monday morning my bitch. I'm going to make you Saturday Monday morning. That's what I want to do every morning, and that's what I want from you. Please, take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era. Fuck you, mother.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, MA2K. I just was trying to give you a little bit of that motivation energy without the other extra stuff. I tried to edit a little bit. I did a little little remix. I don't know if it went right, but anyway, go to my phone line and see who's hanging out with me this morning. Good morning, good morning. Y'all with MA2K347. Good morning.
Good
queen.
Good morning, my queen.
Good morning, good morning. How are you? The first Monday of 2016.
Fabulous, just fabulous. Just happy to be alive.
Amen. Amen. So I played that, you see, I played that little skit. You know, I was trying to edit the rest of the stuff, but
I loved it. I really loved it.
Good. That was the whole point. Like, just sometimes you have to do different things to get people, you know, wake them up a little bit, you know what I mean? And the whole point of that was just to say, stop freaking complaining about everything. You know, we see it on Facebook all the time, in the timeline, everybody's always complaining, oh, I didn't get this, or I didn't do that, or this and that,
yes.
and that. They concentrate so much on the complaining, the complaining, the complaining, they're like, where is the actual feeling blessed? Where is
mm-hmm.
that, you know? Where is the being grateful? Like, where's the gratefulness of that you just woke up, that you have a job? Even though if it's a shitty job, it's a job. Some people don't have a job at all. So, like, you know, the complaint, we need to stop this complain all the time. And you know what? And if you don't like your job, your situation, your hair, your whatever,
change it.
Then do something about it.
Absolutely.
Right?
How was your New Year's, Mommy?
My New Year's was great. I brought it in with family and friends. I mean, you know, it was just a great, blessed situation. 2016, I received it. I've been preparing already for 2016. So it's just, to me, it's just a continuation of everything that I've been preparing for, you know? So this is my money year. 2016 is my money year. It's the year
Amen.
Where I get to a lot of the seeds that I have planted within 2014 and 2015, now I'm going to see them flourish this year. So I'm excited. I'm just excited.
And me too. I've been working towards this year, and I was waiting for January to be able to take a day off from work because, you know, I have run out of my days. So tomorrow I start working on my 501c3 license. I'm really working to what I want. You know, when you have a goal, you must plan it and work the plan to succeed.
Right. Correct.
So
Correct.
I'm very, very happy. I have a lot of things coming on. This month, yesterday, I went to brunch with my kids. And as I was in brunch, because they know a little more computer than me, I was updating the website. I was doing, and I did the website. I finished it. So I was able to balance my Sunday.
Amen.
Between having fun with the family and working.
Yes, that is the great balance. It surely is. So the website is up and running?
We're good.
Yeah, it's been
we're
up
live.
And running. Yeah, no, yeah, it's been up and running for a while, but I just needed to update it because I haven't updated because of the holidays. So GNNproject.org, GNNproject.org, it's already updated. I have the event calendar on January. We have on the 16th, we're doing a beauty day for kids with special needs that we went and visit for Christmas and give the toy giveaway. So we have a beauty day, like a haircut, mani and pedi, hairstyle, you know, just to make them feel beautiful because they're already beautiful. But, you know, when you get your hair done and you're looking all pretty, you look like, oh, you know how it is. We're doing that. That's we're doing awesome. The workshop, too. We're doing the workshop, too. And then on February, we're doing a comedy, a fundraiser on the 30th of January, which is going to help us get the funds that we need to do what we're doing on February the 6th, which is give love in the month of love. We're giving care packages for homeless people. We're getting back to the street like we did for the Midnight Run. We're going back in the street, but this time for care packages.
Okay.
So I have a lot of things working out, working for us on February and January. And let's see.
Amen.
Let's see how it goes. This year is going to be a good year. It's about giving. When you give, you feel a whole lot better about yourself. And it helps me. It helps me.
And not only do you feel better, but I've been repeating this, I don't know how many years already, but the blessing is in the giving.
Yes.
And when you start giving, you understand exactly that the blessing is in the giving. When you give, people give and they're like, okay, I'm giving for tax purposes or I'm giving because it looks good in the media or whatever. But when you really give from the heart, that you really genuinely giving, that's when the blessing comes in. So let's, you know, sometimes people, but you gave with the intention to receive something, and that's not how it works.
When you do it from the heart, you don't expect nothing in return. Like, for example, we've been given since 2014, and nothing of what we've been given is for tax purposes at all, because we've been given our pockets. We've been given because that's what we want to do. And, yes, giving is it has helped me more than what I have helped others, because I'm a work in progress, and it's just so rewarding. And I just like to put good in my goody yard.
Yes. I like to call it the having the account, right? So when it's like some people, you don't want to deposit, but you always want to withdraw. You can't withdraw without depositing. So to me, I call it just making my deposit. So whenever I need to withdraw, I don't have to hesitate or be like, oh no, I can withdraw, because if I deposit 10 times, I can withdraw at least once, you know? So that's how I kind of balance my own thing out. And, again, you know, there's nothing wrong with also giving and doing it for tax purposes. Let me correct that a little bit. Some companies can do it, and they still do a beautiful thing, and sometimes you need to do taxes so you can get more money back so you can continue to do good things. So that's not all necessarily always bad. What I'm saying is when people do it just for that, and no intent of knowing and having no intent to do anything good. So I just wanted to be, you know, clarifying that, because then I start getting emails and IMs like, oh, but I did my taxes. That's not what I meant. You know, because I know companies that do your taxes. You got to do your taxes. Hello. The last thing you want is IRS on your butt, right? So
nah, you better believe it.
Right, and when you're a legitimate company, yes, of course you're going to do taxes. What I'm saying is when people do it solely just for the tax exempt and not really out there in the streets, really, you know, making a difference, that's when I'm like, you know what? Because I had to learn that lesson. You know, as a company, when I first started several years ago, more than 10 years ago, and I started doing all my community stuff, you know, that was my big thing, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to do taxes because I don't want, you know, people to think I'm there for taxes. And I used to spend all my hard-earned money and money that people used to donate, and I'm doing all this until one time, you know, a business person came and sat me down and said, listen,
we already know that you have the good intent, but you're not doing good business. You know, if you was to do taxes, you could get more money back and do more things. And I was like, you know what? Okay. So that's when I learned that you can actually do both if your intent is right. You know, if your intentions are right, then it works. But if you're doing it just solely for that, then the blessings are not there. And I'm always concentrating on the blessings. So, but I have to
know what? You know what? That's a good thing. You know what? The way you put it there, I really see what you're saying. You know, I've been doing it, and maybe I should. I have spent so much. Maybe I should put it in my taxes. I guess I need to speak to somebody because I don't know how to do it since it has been out of my own personal account. So I guess
you need to speak to someone. Try to obtain an accountant, and they can really, you know, specifically to whatever you're doing, let you know how to do things where you can still do what you're doing, claim it in your taxes, get, you know, some of that money back where you can then trickle it right back to what you're doing. So in that case, in cases like that, then it works, you know. And it took me a couple of years to learn that. Like, I spent a lot of money just doing things and doing it, but that's what I wanted to do. But, and that's all good. But if there's a way to get some of it back so you can continue, you know, so it could keep you afloat to continue to do what you're doing, then why not? There's no harm
there.
You know, you're still withdrawing with your deposit.
I really thank you for that advice. I'm going to have to speak to an accountant because I don't know, since it has been out of my personal account, if I could put it as a GNN, I really got to speak to someone because I have spent many thousands of dollars and I need to fix it. Like, for example, I really need to look into that. I thank you. You see, you started my new year with something good.
It's the month here. This year is the money year. 2016 is the money year. I said it before we got into 2016. I'm going to continue saying it. People are going to get tired of me saying it, but I don't care. 2016 is the money year. So, you know, we got to get our monetary affairs in order. Our money has to be right here. It just has to be. You know what I mean? I'm claiming it. So, you know, and everybody else has to claim it for themselves, but I'm sure claiming it. This is my money year. I mean, every year is my money year, but this 2016 is really my money year.
Well, I'm claiming it. That's why I'm working on my 501c3 license now. And I thought that for you to get funds or for you to get any tax break or anything, you needed your 501c3 first. So I'm like, again, I'm new at this. I'm a little lost, so I need to, like, sit down with somebody, a business person.
Do a little more research, and definitely I would suggest you reaching out to an accountant, even if it's just for a consultation, that you can ask them several questions and they can at least guide you, you know, because every company is different, and the way you build your company, whether it's corporation, LLC, you know, sole proprietor, so whatever it is that you got going on, you have to talk to somebody that can tailor their answer to your needs or whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe it is better going on. It's not. Sometimes you don't have to, you know. So it all depends on how you, you know, how you're able to work that. Because going on,
I'm going as a nonprofit. Nonprofit charity educational, because I do my self defense class with La Nena, my girl. So you know, I went through. Everybody goes to a charity. I went to charity educational because we go to schools. We do, you know, we bring in awareness and we bring in the boxing, the self-defense class. They're getting strong together.
Yes.
So I went nonprofit charity educational.
Yes, which is very important. Combining the two together is just an awesome recipe to be able to get prepared for anything. So that's definitely one of the whole combination. I love what you guys are doing. You already know I'm a big supporter to the GNN project. All those that are in New York City, if you're looking for somewhere to donate, somewhere to put your money where is going to make a difference, the GNN project is out there really doing stuff for the community, for the domestic violence family, because they don't do it just for the women, they do it for the kids too and all that. So it's a beautiful project. Make sure you go to the website, which is gnmproject.org.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And in the website, I put the link for the TV show Tales of a Survivor, which is about bringing awareness and highlighting those individuals that survive abuse. And because we're bringing awareness, our new show that we're filming on the 23rd, we're flipping it over now. We are interviewing men that have suffered abuse as well. And now they're going through stuff like where sometimes some women use their kids as pawn. Like if you broke up with me, or if you're not doing something, you cannot see your kid. So we're bringing awareness and we're flipping the coin of what it can be.
Yeah, and it's true, because it happens. I mean, I speak. There's a lot of men that I counsel as well, and you know, and I think it's a little harder even for them, because just for them to admit that they're in that situation is like, I think, double tough than it is for us women. The women that are going through domestic violence. I don't know why, but that's kind of what it is, you know. So there's a lot of men.
Yeah, because the men, they'd be like, oh, you a man. How are you being abused by a woman?
yeah. There's a lot. They don't say nothing. They'd rather stay quiet. Listen, I know, and again, when it comes to domestic violence, it goes through, it doesn't matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're smart, you're dumb, you know, it doesn't matter, none of that matters, you know. I know some police officers, mind you know their job is to be aggressive and all that, and I know some police officers that go through domestic violence. Their women, like, you know, flip that around on them, you know what I'm saying? They could lose their job or whatever if they were to say, oh, he hit me, or this and that, you know. So it can.
And I think also the system. The system cares more about the woman. Like, it caters more to the women than the man when it comes to domestic violence.
Yeah, because the man is always seen as the dominant one. So it's almost natural when the woman says, "Oh, he beat me," or "He hit me." You know what I'm saying? For you naturally to think, okay, well, of course he's the man, so he normally would dominate her. But it happens the other way around. There's a lot of women that, and I don't mean physically neither. They dominate mentally. You know, they can. They do that mentally. So it can be a big, you know, a big 6-foot-something, 300-something pounds by a, you know, a being domestic violence with a 5'11 woman that is just, you know, her mental is able to wrap around whatever, you know, and have things against him. So it happens.
Sometimes men just stay quiet because and don't want to do nothing, because the woman be like, oh, you're abusing me right away, 911 and the cops, and they don't want to, you know. It's a really tricky situation. Like this guy that I'm interviewing, he lost his job, everything, because at one time that he couldn't take anymore, he did push her. I'm not telling you that he did push her, but nothing happened. She called 911, she did everything, and although it was unfounded, he was arrested. He went through the whole process, and he lost his job in the process. And she was able to get an apartment and get everything and get all the help that she needed to move out.
Right.
And he was the breadwinner.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, some men that are in good positions, like, you know, good jobs or whatever, the last thing you want is to be accused, to be accused of that. You're not doing it, automatically go through the system or whatever. Once you do that, your job is a wrap. You know, you get fired, you know, you lose your job. If you're losing your job and you're counting on that income to pay your bills, then, you know, all that could be a snowball effect, which some men avoid just by, you know, just not saying nothing and just letting it ride. Is that a good thing? You know, in some cases, but not in all cases. But then it's almost like the woman has them by the, you know,
by that.
So I know, you know, I have conversations with, you know, with certain men that are in that situation. And it's a sad situation all around, either or, man. It's,
yes.
It's just
yes.
sad to have anybody to do that to anybody else, man or woman, man
in
or woman.
The end, and the kids suffer. And the kids suffer in the end. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
The kids do. So, again, the website, if anybody wants to be a part of the studio audience or a guest in the filming, they could email us at thegnnproject@gmail.com.
Okay. You have an Instagram. Shout out your Instagram.
Oh, yes. My Instagram, thegnnproject, and the Facebook, also thegnnproject. And
so
Emma, I haven't forgot you. I need you down here. I'm going to send for you soon, girl. Get your bags ready because I need you. You helped me so much the last time. I really, 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 I am so thankful and so grateful that I, in 2015, I met you. And trust me when I tell you the power that we had, it was so powerful, so needed. And as you see, I've been following some of the steps that you gave me, and I'm working
yes.
on the rest, and I am doing it. And, yes, we're flipping. We're doing the workshop first, and then we're doing the physical. I mean, I really salute you. You're a veteran at this. You've been doing it for many, many years. We're in the grassroots right now, but with your support and you motivating us and you telling us to tweak this and tweak that, I really, really appreciate you on that. And
thank you.
I'm really thankful for you. And since, I don't know if you see the show, your cousin Sid, he has been a tremendous help as well with Tales of a Survivor,
yes.
and I thank him as well.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's just a family thing for us to be helping.
I guess so.
Yes, I love my village.
Yes, and no, your village is strong. You see, when you did that network in Isla Verde, when you came down, I had the
mm-hmm.
pleasure of meeting Anna. She is, I can't pronounce her last name. She is in the circle of sisterhood. She's always coming to the workshop. Elizabeth. We did a show with her in Tales
mm-hmm.
of a Survivor, Elizabeth Rosario. I met great people in your network. I can't wait for your next one. Girl,
yes.
you don't understand. This is our year.
Yes, for sure, 2016. That's what I'm saying. Get ready. Tie in your seatbelt. It's about to go down. It's a fast ride.
Yes, that's
yes.
right. I'm really, really grateful for you, Emma. You have work
thank
cannot express.
Thank you, Sid. I just want to say that I also appreciate what you and La Nena are doing and the work that you guys are putting out there. You know, I always find it is my duty. I am my sister's keeper. I have to. Whatever I can do to support you to continue to do what you're doing, you know, I have to do that. You know, it's just, I just have to. I'm just compelled to. Because when you go out there and you put that work in, you know, we're contributing to what we're supposed to be doing, you know, to this world,
right.
creating a little balance in this negative world. And even if we can help one person, two people, if it's through you, through La Nena, through me, through La Tere, through Links, through all, you know, through my village and my queen sisters that are out there doing the work heavy, I'm just blessed, so blessed for it. When I see you girls out there just doing your thing, it just, you don't even know how my heart, it just warms up, it just lights up, and just, oh my God, I'm just like, you guys motivate me back, and that motivation, I'll be like, woo, the energy is up.
That's right.
So I love
the
it.
The energy is out there.
Yes, I love it. Continue. Queen salute to you. I'm going to put you on hold. I got a couple other calls coming. So I want to give people other opportunities. But Happy New Year, sis, all right? God bless
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
And I'll
Queen
see you soon. I definitely
see, yes,
see you soon.
I'm going to send for you, girl. You coming soon.
For sure. Soon.
All right.
Please. All right.
Please.
I'm going to my next caller, 347-363. Good morning, y'all, with MA2K. Peace.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is no longer Leona, it's a.k.a. Loida Ines de Leon. How are you?
I good morning. I think at first it took me a minute. I was like, wait, when's my Leona okay?
I had to let it go. So I'm glad, you know, Leona's still alive, you know, she's there for the shows and stuff, but I wanted my personality back, you know. I am who I am, you know, with all these different characters and the way we react to things, but a lot of people didn't know me, Emma. A lot of people were like, who's Loida? Who's, you know, like, it was a totally different person.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, us people have been in the entertainment world, you always have mm-hmm. that AKA, so.
Right.
You know, we become too much by AKA.
Exactly. And what happened with me was that when I got out of my shell, let's say, you know, when I became mm-hmm. the woman, Loida was not known. Everybody just knew the mother, the wife, the sister, you know. So that's where mm-hmm. Leona came in. I had to make this, you know, this new person or this new identity, let's say, you know. And I'm in a better place with myself. And I said, no, you know what? It's time to let go, Leona. Leona's good on the shows, you know, Monday through
right.
Friday doing our shows. But in Facebook, I want people to know who I am. And a lot of people on Facebook did not know me, did not know who Loida was. And when I go places, especially in New York, I got all my friends who I know for 20, 30 years calling me Loida, and other people looking like, who's Loida? Where is she?
Okay, no, I get it. I totally get that. And I salute you for that. Some people
Thank
sometimes
you.
Get caught up in that. So that you're able to identify and claim who you are, it's a beautiful
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
That's it. Sure.
Yeah.
Loida. I salute you, Loida. It's going to take me a minute. It's going to take me a minute, but.
Yes, I know. To a lot of people.
Really
but
quickly,
happy New Year.
I have a point. But really quickly, sis, shout out your website, your Instagram, and everything else
sure.
so people can be able to
The UrbanJungleRadio.net plays music 24/7. We're into all different genres, from hip-hop, jazz, R&B, gospel, Christian, salsa, and what else? Instagram is The Urban Jungle Radio. And the Facebook page as well is the Urban Jungle Radio. So check us out. We got a lot of good community things coming up in the Orlando area with DJ Breeze. DJ Breeze has his own entertainment company. We closed out the year really nice. We did a community event for the Boys Town here in Oviedo. And mm-hmm. with that being said, we're doing a lot of things this coming year. We got a lot of things set up in the calendar already. So I'm excited.
If they want to submit music to you, what's the email?
The email is theurbanjungleradio@gmail.com. And anybody who wants to submit music, interviews, we're all open for it. I got to say that a lot of people think that because I got into Christianity that I've let go of the music and the radio. I haven't. I'm full force strong. God did not say stop what I'm doing, so I'm going to continue doing it. And you already know my passion for hip-hop and R&B, so I can't. I'm just looking at life in a different view. That's all it is, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sis, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. I'm going to put
Happy
you on hold.
Year,
I'm going to ask these other callers that are calling in as well.
No problem.
I love you.
Love
and
you.
646-633. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K. Peace.
Good morning,
Happy
Emma, baby. What's up? Happy New Year, sweetheart. You
Happy
already know
New
who this is.
I already know who it is. Good morning.
And I just want to say good morning and listen to your show. Started right the year right, you know what I'm saying? And keep
Ooh.
Positive energy going all around the world, man.
Yes, we have to keep definitely positive. And this is the money year, so we have to stay focused and we can't let nothing, you know, get in our way. So with that being said, you have to pay attention to the things that are not good and push them away. Whatever is not good and is stepping into your life, be like, not up in here, and continue your walk. You know what I'm saying? We have to continue to walk in faith and in what we know.
That's right. I just want to say that Emma put a lot of positive energy in me, and God bless her what she does. She blessed a lot of people. She, you know, she's a very positive energy woman, a real woman, and I'm glad to have her in my heart. And she's just around the corner.
All right, you don't need to tell people my address. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, baby. Love you.
Stay listening to the show. Hold on. Thank you, E. I'm next caller, 646-228. Good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K. Peace.
What is going on, my cuz? It is a new year, and we are rocking it. A lot of believe in New Year's resolutions or nothing like that, because that's all bullshit, because some of y'all just throw out these New Year's resolutions. That is just, you pick it a time. You need to do that whenever you are, right then, right now, at that moment. The New Year's, you need to do that every day. What up, sweetie? How are you?
I'm fabulous, even more fab, having my queen sisters calling in, my kings calling in, my cousins calling in. I mean, listen, I'm in a cloud right now. I'm not even really sitting. I was sitting. I'm floating now.
No, I don't know. You got some of that good ooey or something. I don't know. You're talking about floating. And we started off the new year right. Freddie and I started off the new year right. We posted a New Year's resolution show, talk about the top five New Year's resolution fails. And, you know, we started it off right. We got stopped by the cops while we were filming. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time.
Oh, my God. I got to check it out.
Absolutely. YouTube.com/Fred and Sid. You got the whole thing on video. It's cool. We were up in Terrytown filming beautiful scenery, and they shut us down. And then we went back to Harlem where we felt comfortable and safe. We felt better in the hood and up in Terrytown. We doing big things.
You guys be everywhere. You got a train. Y'all do it on the train forever, right?
Yeah, we do. We're looking to do some more, probably do some traveling on for the show this time around. Freddie's actually going to be on a reality show January 8th on WeTV, Exile. I've got a couple projects coming up. You'll probably see them up on the YouTube and the Facebook. But, yeah, keeping busy this year. Whole lot of transitioning on my part. I got new titles, new roles, new projects. Your boy's doing big things.
Yes, I love it. I love it all. 2016 is our money year. You know what I mean? Every year, but I don't know. It's something about 2016 that's like we got to double our money. That's what we got to do. We got to double our money.
Word. When you get that, can you hit a brother off, though? I'm just saying, because, you know, my money is doubling as fast. I don't know, my money is doubling as fast as your money, but Patty's money is not creeping up so fast. But, you know, I got you on Tuesday for hamburger today.
I got you. Come on, I got you. give out your Instagram and everything else you want to give out.
Oh, Facebook. It's facebook.com/thegreatsiz. That is D-A. Great Sid. YouTube, it is YouTube/Fred and Sid, YouTube/Sid Burgos. Instagram, it is Sid the Great. That is SID_DA_Great. Or you can just Google Sid the Great and you'll find me. I am all over the web and everywhere. Sid the Great, DA Great. Find me, see me, laugh with me, join me. Venture World, hello. Love you, mama.
Awesome, awesome. Love you too, Cuzzo. And you already know, you know, this is just the beginning. Much success. We'll be running into each other anyway, because some of those projects, you know, I'm up in there. I got to do some filming with y'all, so I'll be in New York City soon.
Yes, yes, yes. Got to get you up on the show, mama. Got to get you up on the show.
Yes, for sure. Well, love you. Continued success, and I don't know how much more talk. Okay, I got like 10 more minutes. Let me go into music, and I'll hang out with me. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
Shout out to all my queen sisters that are out there doing the work, man. I see you. Don't think it doesn't go unnoticed.
Come on. Yo, yo, Emma, ma, it's me, Mala Mala, Mala, Mala Rain, checking in with my girl, my sis, Emma E2K, on Motivational Mondays. Make sure y'all keep it locked, and look out for my new video sermon. It's out now on the site, scholarvmg.com. Show your love, and get inspired, you dig, you dig, bad girl.
Your boy TDI, aka TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl Emma E2K, Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready?
I think about giving myself to you, 'cause you know I want you, babe, and I would do anything, and I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get,
come and get it.
I'm so excited,
I can't hide my feelings, get it. I want them till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby, I'm feening for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right.
The door, that old floor, I want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, bed off floor. I want
handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K, the first Monday of January 2016. I'm blessed to be here, man. Like I said, I'm going on my sixth year already on radio. I'm grateful for all my listening audience, my worldwide audience. I appreciate you guys so much for the support. It is, you know, you guys can this show is why I'm here. You know, thank you to my queen sis, Lushy Lush, for providing the platform and allowing me to do what I do with no restriction. You know, she allows me to be me, positive, and, you know, and how I just worry-free. I can say what I want. I can promote who I want. I can support who I want because Lush Radio is the voice of the people. You know, we are the people's voice, so it doesn't matter. If you guys are doing something else, if there's another person that has another radio station, magazine, whatever, it don't matter. It's all love. We're all reaching the same plateau, and that's to make this world a better place or leave it better than what we found it. And with that being said, peace and blessings. Love ya. Keep supporting each other because this is the only way we're going to make a difference in this world. So God bless you. And may the force be with you. Till next week. See you same time, same bat channel.